When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, friends, in the second condition of the heart, you see a stony soil. I'll just touch on it. Let us turn to Mark 4 chapter. You see, the 15th verse, these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. You know, I do not know how much prayer accompanies the word. You know, folks, there are people praying into the small hours of Sunday, the fellowship in many places. There is so much prayer going up, even into the small hours of Sunday, for the ministry of Sunday, and so on. You know what a strength it is? So all the time I see new faces. And I cannot even imagine, where did you ever hear? And how did you ever get here? You know, a girl said to me just 2 Sundays ago, you had asked me to come, but I didn't know this place. I had never been here. And I arrived this morning in the rail station, and I didn't know where to find this place. So I took a bus, and then when I got out of the bus, I began to walk. And then I said, this was a girl of just 20 or 21, or even 19. Then I stopped by the side of the street and said, Lord, I do not know where this place of worship is. You know, we had taken down our board also for repairs. So the Layman's Evangelical Fellowship's board also wasn't there. And she said, Amen, and lifted up her eyes. And she said, I saw before me big, large letters, Christ, Life, Love, Light. That's the tower of the headquarters, high up. And I wondered whether this was the place, and I walked in and found that this is the fellowship. Now, I was really surprised that a little girl could exercise so much faith, you know, folks. So I see such miracles of faith as a result of prayer. People getting led by God's Spirit. But here we are told, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that is sown in their hearts. You know, after all, in every little place, I believe in England, or in many parts of Europe, Germany and Europe, you will have some earnest preacher preaching God's word, but they are not backed by sufficient prayer. You know, preachers themselves lack prayer. Even if I get to bed on a Saturday night, rather early, like 11 o'clock or so, I can hardly sleep. I am so used to praying on Saturday nights, late into the night, into the early hours of Sunday. And then I feel when I'm ready to go up on the platform, I tell the Lord, I hardly know what to preach. You have to help me, Lord. Mark you, friends, that dependence on the Lord makes your heart to cry to Him. Call on me. Yes, a heart that is humble. You know, if you trace every blessing, revival or any other blessing, you will find if you trace it right down to the root, you will find a humble spirit. You will find a broken spirit. And let me tell you, I don't know why it is some people cannot arrive at a broken spirit. They're all full of their goodness, what their activities, they're doing this, they're doing that, and so on. They can never have a broken spirit. If you talk to a really knowledgeable person, a very highly educated person, you will find that they have a different approach. They feel they should learn much more. They know very little. And all the time they're into further research and further experimentation. That is a mark of a highly educated person. It's only the fellows that are somewhere, the mediocre type, that feel, oh yes, we've arrived. Knowledge has become so vast. And spiritual experience is so vast that really it cuts you to size. When you read your Bible, it cuts you to size. You become a humble person. It's only the profoundly ignorant. And our churches are full of such people who are so satisfied. That's all. They're happy. They're satisfied. They're in the midst of blissful ignorance. The really wise people, the really knowledgeable people, they say, hey, how little we know. I tell you honestly, I do feel from the depths of my being that I know very little of my Heavenly Father. I know very little. I'm ashamed to say that, but it is a fact. And that's the way I approach the Word and the Lord. And that's my whole attitude. Now, in the second condition of the heart, the 16th verse, Mark 4:16. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Look at that. So as my wife Lily was saying, when some of her classmates began to laugh at her for reading her Bible in the classroom, she immediately shut it as a girl of 13 years. You know, she felt maybe embarrassed or laughed at. But then the Lord rebuked her. If you're ashamed of me and of my words, I'll be ashamed of you. You know, I used to go to a very fashionable church. Good singing, excellent choir, and fine organist. This, that, and the other. I was, of course, 13 or so, and my mother said to me, take your Bible with you. Why are you not taking your Bible? The fact was, I was embarrassed to take my Bible to church. Can you think of a more stupid fellow? I tell you, and that was me. Right, just so foolish. Airhead, you can say. And that was me, ashamed of the Lord. You know, my dear friends, I'm afraid in many places there are people who are ashamed of the Lord. I went to an income tax office one day. I knew an officer there, and I sat before him. On his table there was a Bible. Mark you, it is the habit in some of those countries, in China, Singapore, so on, you will have a little shrine, small idol shrine, even in offices. And in wealthy offices, the same happens in India too. Secular country should not have these symbols of religion. But people feel we are the majority religion, therefore we will do what we like. And you know, the few people who are Christians feel cowed. They are very cowardly. Very cowardly. And you will find that Christians are almost ashamed to carry even a Bible. When they pack their clothes for an outing of some sort, they forget their Bible. How shocking. You know, I had a commuter journey every day, the overground electric train to college, more than a half an hour ride to college. I used to carry my little Bible with me, and I would read it. So, when I preached to young people, and it got dark out on in the grounds, and I could not refer to the Bible in the dark, I knew much of it by heart. Many of those verses which I needed by heart. But here in the second condition of the heart, we see hidden sin. And I believe the powerlessness today in our churches is due to hidden sin. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Let's pray. Loving Father, have mercy upon us, we beseech you. Holiness unto the Lord. Be you holy, even as your Father in heaven is holy. O my Father, enable that might learn to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We want Christ to live in us. We want his holiness in us. Please help us, Father. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.